This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Mike Lamp. Yesterday, we reported on newly released statistics on infections in Colorado's hospitals. Today, Colorado Public Radio health reporter Eric Whitney looks at what can be done to reduce the number of hospital-acquired infections in Colorado.
High school senior Sophia Stewart has a rare condition that caused her spine to start curving a few years ago. Doctors told her parents it would threaten her health as she grew, so they decided to get it corrected. The doctors told Sophia she'd have to have a 6-hour operation to put steel rods in her spine.
And it was just like, oh my goodness, that's really long. And then they're also like working with my spine, which is like the second most important thing in your body. So it was really scary.
Sophia's parents were scared too. Among the risks was the chance that she could get a serious infection during the surgery. Sophia's mom, Darla, said her doctors brought up that possibility, but didn't dwell on it.
The likelihood of seeing anything is, you know, minimized. It's not going to happen. It just, and we have a great record here. We don't have these problems here. So we were encouraged.
But after the surgery, Sophia didn't feel right. Her back still hurt a little, and she didn't have much energy. But because everyone thought the risk of surgical infection was so low, she says no one checked her for one. Then, a couple of years later, after a car accident, Sophia's doctors discovered a slow-growing infection at the site of her surgery, and they told her she needed to get another operation to deal with it, right away.
The surgeon guy was like, maybe we can fit you in tomorrow? Like, he said that, and I was thinking, tomorrow? Like, I have to get this huge back surgery, like, tomorrow?
Stories like Sophia's may be more common than people think. The CDC says that about 1.7 million people a year get infections in hospitals. It's hard to know for sure because hospitals aren't required to report every infection. Whatever the number is, Dr. Connie Price thinks it can be brought down significantly.
To get to zero infections that are caused by a healthcare institution, yes, I think that's a reasonable goal.
Price is one of the state's top infection control experts. She advises both the Colorado Hospital Association and the State Health Department on the issue. She says that while it's possible to end infections caused by hospitals and the people who work in them, it isn't going to be easy. Dr. Price takes us on a tour of the hospital where she works, Denver Health, showing some of what hospitals are doing now.
There's a chlorhexidine alcohol scrub that's used to decontaminate the hands.
She starts with the sink where doctors and nurses wash up before surgeries, but it's going to take more than just washing hands to prevent infections. Operating room nurse Karen Moreno points to a whiteboard on the operating room door.
It's like a pre-flight checklist that, you know, the pilots go through, and this is our verification.
The checklist includes making sure that patients get a dose of antibiotics right before surgery and checking the operating room temperature because patients who get cold are more prone to infections. And the precautions continue after surgery.
So now we're in the PACU, or the recovery room.
In recovery, patients are greeted by another set of caregivers who have their own infection control checklist to follow. Then they're sent to a regular hospital room where more staff will take care of them, maybe lots more staff over several shifts, depending on how long they're in the hospital. Dr. Price says that to prevent infections, all those people have to do a lot of things right all the time.
How do you take a complex system where there are a million moving parts and get everyone to work together to make sure 100% of these time these preventive measures are occurring? And that absolutely is the biggest challenge.
The challenge includes getting patients and their loved ones to do everything right, too. Don't visit a hospital patient if you have a cold, for instance, and keep surgical wounds clean at home. Darla Stewart, whose daughter got an infection from her back surgery, says they did that.
We took it really seriously. I mean, and we were thinking that this would be an infection that we would introduce through the incisions.
But Darla's daughter's infection most likely happened during surgery. And the family says they wish they would have had better conversations with her doctors about the risks of infection. Experts say that's important. Just talking with your doctor can reduce the likelihood of an infection. They say it reminds doctors of their responsibilities and gives them a chance to tell patients what they can do to minimize infection risk. But Darla Stewart says when doctors told her the risk of infection was low, she trusted them and didn't press the issue. Sophia, who got the infection, says, if nothing else, the experience taught her to stand up for herself.
I'm thinking in my head, like, there's something going on, but I guess it's not that big of a deal. And then I guess it was, so it's like now, like, I'm able to trust myself more. Now I know that no matter, like, what degree you have, or whatever, like, they're not sometimes not very smart.
The Colorado Hospital Association has a collaborative group that's constantly sharing new information and techniques for reducing hospital-acquired infections. Dr. Connie Price, who's the lead faculty for that group, says it's making progress and that infection rates are going down. But she also says eliminating hospital-caused infections is going to take more research and continued evolution in how doctors and hospitals do what they do. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.
We got help for this story from our Public Insight Network. If you'd like to share what you know, go to our website, cpr.org, and click on Public Insight.